Of course, you know her from SNL and Parks and Recreation. Amy Poehler is a staple on NBC. Well, she's back on the network, but this time she's not acting. She's executive producing a brand new scripted comedy called I Feel Bad. We also feel some sort of way about this pilot, and we'll be giving you all of our opinions after this.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Bass.
That is like bass.
Yeah, I didn't know we had bass in this place.
Never listened to this song in headphones before. First time for everything. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to AfterBuzz TV's TV pilot reviews, where we bring you our opinions on Hollywood's hottest new pilots. It's fall TV, so we're jumping back a bit just because so many new shows came out. And this show has had a polarized reception, so we wanted to cover it. As I mentioned at the top, it's the pilot episode to I Feel Bad, starring Saruyu Blue as a sort of disheveled mother dealing with the guilt of modern America. I'm not alone. I'm very happy to be joined by D'Angelo Platt Friday.
Hey, guys, what's up?
And Linda Antwi.
Hi, guys.
No Sam Davidson today. We're trying to work out schedules, but she should be back soon. We miss you, Sam. If this is your guys' first time tuning in, I want you to know that this is not a after show. It's not an after show either. It is a pilot review show. So we only review pilots. So we've only seen the first episode of I Feel Bad. Mm-hmm. And that's it. I think we are pulling up the trailer, or we will be. I think while we get the trailer queued up, let's do quick overall thoughts, then we can do the trailer after that. D'Angelo, let us know your overall reaction to the pilot and whether or not you're a pass or play.
I had low expectations. Mm-hmm. It was better than my really low expectations, but I wasn't, like, blown away. I'm surprised that I laughed. I wasn't expecting to, like, even chuckle. Mm-hmm. I chuckled a little bit.
Damn, D. Going in cold, dude.
I mean, I'm just, you know. But so it's a personal pass for me, if that hasn't. But I can definitely see people watching this and being entertained by it. So I'll play for other people.
Cool. Yeah.
Dear Amy, I hated your other show. I thought it was terrible. And you guys, I'm still traumatized by it.
You haven't seen our Making It coverage. We covered a DIY craft show that Linda hated more than hell itself.
She hates crap. She hates SC.com.
And I don't hate anything, but I really hated that show. But Amy, I think this is really fun. I think that families can get behind this, and it's a great show that, you know, after dinner, you guys are all home, and you can have some giggles together.
Some giggles.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So I personally won't be watching it just because there's so much.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I definitely think that people should watch. If you have a family, or, you know, you want a quick little light laugh like God friended me, then this is a show for you.
I am glad you guys liked it more than I did.
You hated it.
I didn't hate it. I feel bad, see what I did there, saying this, because I love Amy Poehler. I like this actress. She was in Blockers this year, and I really enjoyed her.
Yeah. I think she's good.
I like a lot of things about this show. I even like the premise. I like the idea of giving a female the opportunity to offer people grievances about the challenges of and the expectations that come with motherhood. But none of it added up for me. I just didn't think it was funny. That was my issue, was I was hardly laughing, and I felt like some of the premises made me a bit uncomfortable. I don't feel like this show is for network. I so would have preferred the Showtime version of this.
Interesting.
Because the premise is kind of provocative, right? A woman admitting the things that we don't ever want to admit. Mm-hmm. And I felt like the confines of network gave me all these tonal issues with the premise. It's okay. I'm a pass. I might, though. Okay, I'm a pass in some ways, but I also think the show could be good. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of comedies like this with bad pilots. You guys don't think the pilot was bad. I do. But I'm curious because I like everything about this besides the actual episode. So
you like the concept and the idea of it.
Yeah, in theory, I love this show.
So are you going to check out future episodes?
I think I'm going to watch a couple more.
Okay. Just so because he's undecided.
I'm a little undecided, but based on this pilot, I'm not here for it.
Well, I thought you were going to love it because you said I went in. I feel like you went in more than
I did. Oh, I went in with high expectations because it was Amy Poehler and I like this team. But
yeah, but you saw her other thing and that was terrible.
It was not terrible.
Yes, it was.
All right, average. Let's go ahead and watch the trailer to I Feel
Bad. Are you
bad.
Watching it still?
No.
Here's what every woman knows. We feel bad about something every day. Like sometimes, I cheat on my husband in my sleep.
You had that dream again, didn't you?
All right.
Every morning is totally nuts around here.
Mama's running off to work. Fancy career lady abandoning her kids.
I am so sorry we can't afford a stranger to take care of you.
I never know what I'll feel bad about, but I know it's always just around the corner. Oh God, are we wearing the same jean jacket?
I'm sorry, I thought you were your mother.
What?
You remind me of her sometimes, just in how you look and sound and act and where you carry your weight.
And there it is. So I just need you guys to be really honest with me, okay? Just tell me the truth. I'm still doable, right?
Well,
I'm a yes.
We don't do you.
Interesting. Okay, please continue.
It's like pizza. Even if it's not the greatest pizza, some pizza is better than no pizza.
It's more like older sofa pizza that has three kids at home.
Is it just me or does pizza sound really good right now?
My friends and I are gonna do dance.
I don't like dancing these days. All that gyrating.
Okay, let's go before this seeps into your long-term memory. Go.
We're telling Lily that she cannot be on the dance team.
It was pretty anti-feminist to refuse Lily the dignity of her choice to dance.
Norman, I usually love discussing the finer points of feminism with you, but you're stepping on a giant boob. Oh my God, is he motorboating her? No. When did kids dancing become all, you know, oh, here, my legs, wide open. Oh, my shoe bounced right off his six-pack. God, he's strong. You like your way back? I don't look like my mom yet.
All right, baby, we gotta go.
This is the worst day of my life.
What's wrong with you, man?
See, and now I remember why I had low expectations. I watched the trailer and read the description, and I was just like, I don't know. I feel like, you know, when the music drops and you're supposed to, like, really die laughing.
Yeah.
Like, none of those jokes. It actually, the jokes hit better in the show than in the trailer.
They did.
Yeah.
And I have to say, the mom, I thought she was hysterical. I thought that
the
was
grandma,
the, like,
the older
yeah, the,
mom.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She was, like, the saving grace for a lot of the scenes. Like, she stole the scene, I thought.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought the acting was pretty good. I just, most of my issues here were with writing. I mm-hmm. could think at this point, we've given you our overall reactions, just so you guys have a general idea of the show. We're following Saruyu Blue, playing a mother who is, again, yeah, dealing with kind of modern dilemmas around parenting mm-hmm. and daughterhood and kind of the often unfair expectations that especially middle-aged moms have to deal with in this mm-hmm. in this society. That's the basic premise of the show, and it seems like each episode is going to tackle another often guilt mechanism for parents, which I like that idea so much, but we have mixed opinions on the show. So go in, if you want to go in with blind expectations, now's your chance. You've heard what we thought.
Go away.
We're going to go ahead and give you our spoilers now, because at this point we'll be talking about the episode a little more in depth.
So
spoiler alert, spoiler alert, spoiler alert.
You said something
spoiler
that was
alert.
Interesting. Before, I'm sorry, I know you're going to, like, push us in a different direction. But
oh, you're fine.
So you said that you didn't think this was, like, network worthy, mm-hmm. which I think is interesting because it definitely gave me, like, Blackish vibes.
Yes.
Like, and do you think Blackish belongs on network?
Yes.
Okay. So what's the difference?
Well, Blackish is funny.
There it is. All right. Thank you. I just wanted to know what you thought.
There was something, like, one of the major recurring themes through this pilot was sexualizing children,
yeah.
which I just was made me uncomfortable every time. We had to watch this daughter do that dance routine on two separate occasions, and a third time with the guy. They made a motorboating joke. I just, like, none of this played super funny, maybe because I was watching it like I was watching a network show where mm-hmm. some of these more off-color jokes to me might have played better in a pilot where all the jokes were off-color.
Yeah.
But it's like, if you have someone, like, slipping off a banana peel or, like, goofily falling off a rock wall in the scene before, then you have a little kid, like, doing this and gyrating. I'm like so confused. I'm like, what is this show? That's just me though. I think tonally, like, the jokes, it felt like they, a lot of them had been cleaned up for network in a way that I think really sterilized them and made them unfunny for me.
Fair. Because that's interesting you say that. You think it didn't make me uncomfortable because I don't feel like the girl dancing, like, because I don't feel like they did it in a way, like, because it was still network friendly.
It wasn't gratuitous.
Yeah,
right. And so, it was funny.
Yeah,
I don't know, though. It just, something about it gave me kind of
fair enough.
The ooby-joobies.
I'm done.
Yeah.
What do you think, Linda?
I agree somewhat with Jeff. I think that if they were going to address that issue and that's something that made her feel bad, they should have fully addressed the issue of children dancing and gyrating, because although she addressed it, she didn't really address it. Like, she's just like, I just don't want you to do it. Mm-hmm. And I embarrass my daughter and that's it. And I don't think it was realistic that a mom would then film her child that is gyrating with another child and send it to all her coworkers and be like, ooh, look, it's not working. And then all those, you know, like millennials are watching the child. It was weird.
Yeah.
Now that I talked it out, it was weird. Mm-hmm. But I think that they should have addressed it more if that's what the episode was about. Does that make sense? Like, if you feel bad about that, then address it. Because now it was just like, it wasn't addressed.
Mm. Yeah, like, it all kind of felt like it was handled in a pretty surface-level way.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Linda. And, like, I think there might have been something interesting here of, like, well, why does this bother you? And it's like, well, I know growing up, I had all these standards, and I don't want those to be imposed on my daughter. Yeah. But at the same time, as a feminist, I want her to feel empowered to do these things. I would have loved that monologue in the show, rather than her just asking her coworkers if they want to have sex with her.
Yeah.
Like, even that part, I felt a little uncomfortable. There was a lot of sexual humor in this that I was like, this might be funny, but, like, I don't really believe it. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't believe that a woman would walk into an office, especially after all of the workplace sexual harassment kind of cultural revelations we've experienced over the last year, that someone would walk into an office and be like, would you have sex with me?
Yeah.
And then it would be this casual, funny conversation. I was like, I don't believe that that's her. I don't know. I just, like, and again, I want to like the show, but I just had so many issues with sort of situationally how the show is handling its themes, personally.
It's good.
Yep.
But I feel bad because you guys liked it, so I want to hear it.
I did not say I liked it.
I think that it's like you said, it's like a Blackish show. I think it has potential for sure.
Yeah.
And Blackish has gotten much better. If you look back at season one of Blackish.
I hated season one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a good point.
Yeah. So it is funny. It almost feels more like an ABC show, this, just in the sense that it's like a family sitcom. Mm-hmm. ABC has all of those family sitcoms.
Fresh Off the Boat.
Yeah. American Housewife, Modern Family, Blackish.
It does feel like that. Maybe this is their attempt.
Yeah.
Yeah, because NBC usually does like huge, blockbuster type shows. Mm. At least I find that.
Yeah. You're right. More like drawn, like hour longs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. The single cam comedy isn't really there. Because if they're doing a single cam comedy, it's usually mockumentary. Like, they'll do Parks and Rec or they'll do The Office. It's more of that sort of steady cam, shaky.
Yeah.
Whereas this was like the very clean production, kind of more slick ABC style comedy. Mm-hmm. So it does feel weird on NBC. Mm.
And I do like that it was multicultural.
Me too.
I love that. I think that. And in a different way that we, you know, I just loved it.
Mm-hmm.
More representation.
Yes. So, Linda, I know that you come from a culturally diverse background. Mm-hmm. Could you connect to sort of the, like, her experience with the parents?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that that's definitely how it is back home with your in-laws. And even like, the language and the parental intrusion, that's all true. Like, that is, like, that's Vancouver right there for sure.
That stuff played funny for me. That was my favorite part, was the family dynamic. Mm-hmm. I think they should lean into that. I'm bored when she's at work. I don't know how you guys felt about her at work.
I didn't really get a sense of her work life. Like, I know she's the head artist, but I didn't really get a sense of it. I just got a sense of her coming to work, complaining about home, and then leaving.
Right.
Well, it seems like they're going to do, like, the, you know, she's the only woman there.
Yeah.
I think they're going to do more with that, but maybe they were just introducing it in the dynamic and, like, all of the little things that women have to deal with when they're in a workplace. I think that's what they're going to do.
And they definitely cast it very stereotypical, like, oh, you have the sensitive nerd, and then you have the one that's, like, into himself only.
Yeah.
And then the other one that's, like, a people pleaser. So I was like, oh.
You're getting all the nerd angles.
Yeah.
The nerds are properly represented in this TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think I felt frustrated because she's like, I'm the head artist. And then she gets in there and she's like, should we do this? And then they're making all the art and she's playing second fiddle. And I was like, are you, like, a strong, tough woman who wants to, like, stake your claim in this company? Or are you sort of a pushover? Maybe that's another one of the I feel bads we'll address. But I'm just a little confused by who she is.
Mm. That's fair.
But I don't know. It's interesting. Critics are not liking this show.
Oh, yeah.
Which is interesting. Yeah, it's kind of gotten slammed, which I'm surprised about, because Amy Poehler has a pretty good track record with stuff she produces. She produces Broad City, which is a show that I love.
Mm-hmm.
But I think
Broad City is really good.
It's hilarious.
That's on Comedy Central, right?
Yeah.
I think that's a show, though, that I wish this was more like that. Like, Broad City is such an unapologetic portrayal of, like, womanhood.
Yeah.
And I would have preferred that a little, that tone a little more in this, I think.
But it's also NBC.
Right.
Network, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have that much leeway or not. I also thought it was a weird dynamic between the husband and the wife. Like, do you feel like they had like a, I don't know, I'm not married, but I don't know, you could maybe talk about it. Like, I felt like there was, they were husband and wife, but almost like strangers still.
Hmm.
You know, like, what, who was the husband? Like, how would you define him?
Right.
Hmm.
Yeah, I just, I think, and it almost felt a bit like acting chemistry.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, I was like, I don't know if I'm sensing a ton of intimacy between these two.
Yeah, like, the parents, her parents, you got the chemistry with them, and you got a definite sense of who they were in the pilot. And even with the daughter, not so much, there's a son and a baby, I think, right?
The son didn't really have any lines.
Yeah, so I don't know about them. But the dad was just there. He was like filler to me almost.
Well, yeah. And his whole purpose in the episode was to confuse his wife with his wife's mom, which I'm like, that's a bold choice to define a character.
Mm-hmm.
By, like, whether or not they want to have sex with her or the mom. Like, I'm like, that's maybe not, like, a pilot storyline for a husband. Right. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, he was, you know, I don't know him, but that role was, I wasn't, like, in love with him.
Mm-hmm.
Even, like, it's just kind of, like, it was awkward. That's a good, I don't think I thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was just their chemistry.
Yeah.
Because I think she's a great actress.
I think she's a great actress.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think he's a good actor. I've seen him in other stuff. But you can get two great actors who don't necessarily. That's why screen testing is such a huge component, especially to network TV. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, like, Seth Rogen wanted to be Michael Scott. And, like, if Bob Odenkirk was almost going to be Michael Scott. He's from The Office. But mm-hmm. you can be an amazing actor, but just if you don't have chemistry with the rest of your cast, sometimes mm-hmm. that, you know, that can't be just invented.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It sounds like we're mixed on this show. I think Linda and D'Angelo liked it more than I did. I do think I'd love to watch a second one, though, because this is a show I could see enjoying with my wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like NBC. I like Amy Poehler. And on paper, I like this show.
Maybe give it a second chance, see what happens.
It might get a long leash like how a Blackish got.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they'll let them figure it out. Because stuff like that does maybe need to be a little further in to find its voice.
Right.
And didn't you say 30 Rock had a terrible pilot?
Or I like the pilot.
It was a perfect pilot. It was
Tina Fey hates the pilot to 30 Rock.
Look at that.
Exactly. A lot of comedies have shaky pilots.
Yeah.
I just was sort of surprised.
Who's the writers on it?
The show creator, I can pull that up. I'm going to look that up right now as I talk about one more thing I wanted to say. I think I was surprised with this because it felt like it was especially like there were situations that I was surprised slipped through the cracks. Like, I was surprised there were four like falling jokes. Like, that feels like such a cheap laugh. And like the guy falling off the rock wall.
Yeah,
that wasn't funny.
Or like the drone hitting that girl in the head.
And like, why would you have the drone at the bar, like the club or bar or whatever?
Yeah.
And then she didn't notice it until it
hit her in the head. Yeah.
I was like, there's a drone at the bar. I was just like, what show is this? Why is there a drone? I just like didn't understand. The show was created by Asim Batra,
mm-hmm.
who has worked on some other network shows. So
Scrubs.
I think she, yeah.
On cool,
Cleveland. I love Scrubs.
Yeah.
Marlin.
So it sounds Scrubs. Like she has a sensibility for network. And it's actually interestingly based on a book called I Feel Bad All Day, Every Day About Everything by Orly Auslander. And I was looking up that original material and it's like a series of comics.
Okay.
So I think it's a very loose adaptation of the original source material. But we will see what else this show has to offer. And I would be curious for any of you in the comments who have seen the show what you think. Don't forget, we are the ESPN of TV Talk. We are running shows all the time. And if you guys like our coverage of this show, I would encourage you to subscribe to some of our other YouTube channels. Mm-hmm. If you're a comedy fan, we run coverage for every hot comedy on TV right now. Mm-hmm. Will and Grace, for you NBC fans, we're covering. South Park just returned. So hit that subscribe button. Blackish. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I got to sneeze. We do it all. I would be curious for you guys to... excuse me.
Rusty, he dabbed and
sneezed. With it. Oh,
yes.
Guys, dab and sneeze.
Audio listeners, now you have to watch the video.
Yes. Check us out. I'd be curious for you guys to rate this pilot out of five based on our viewing.
He should start.
Jeff, you should start.
Okay. I've got to give this a 2.2 out of 5.
Okay.
That's what I would give it.
I approve of that rating, Linda. How do you feel about his rating?
I approve of that rating. I think that's one where I can get behind Jeff on that for the first time.
Okay.
Ever. Wow. Yeah, mark this day down.
Yeah, it's big. Because it makes sense to me.
I think oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
You got to elaborate?
2.5.
Okay. Oh, well, I'll be different. 2.24.
Okay. So we're all in the twos.
Yeah. Low twos.
I would say in terms of other shows, if you're curious what you might, if you've seen this, you might like this. I think like thematically, like Smilf is addressing some of the same things of like the guilt you feel when you are balancing so many lives at once.
But isn't this more campy?
For sure.
Yeah, Smilf is not. Maybe, but you're talking about the
thematically.
The subject.
Okay. Yeah, like if the subject matter, I'd say a show like Smilf. Okay.
Tone, we already gave Tone. Those ABC
Tone.
Shows. Tone would be Modern Family, Blackish.
I'd say more Blackish than Modern Family.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
But yes.
And what's the other show? Fresh Off the Boat.
Fresh Off the Boat. That's the goal.
Yeah. I think I just want to like these people a little more, and then I'll like the show more. I just like, I know the point is that she's making questionable decisions, but I don't know. I just, I need to watch more before I really can say I like the show.
Yeah.
Well, for now, D, one more thought.
I was going to say, I also wonder, because this is for a network show, I can't think of a show where we've gotten Indian culture, like, explored. I want them to do something with that. Like, teach us something.
Yeah.
And hope they represent that. We'll hope someone in the room is, like, you know, knows that voice and knows that experience.
I think they will. And yeah. Even with the mom saying she was a stay-at-home mom and making, you know, fresh, healthy snacks.
Yeah.
All of that, that's that generation for real.
I was like, interesting.
Why are you working and you're leaving your children with me? And that's another thing. Like, okay, now I have to watch it again. So one of the big things too, I think with the culture as well as with that generation is that they respect, they want you to go to school and get your degree and get a great job. But when you become a mom, they want you to be a mom full time.
Interesting.
And then what's interesting is that if you go and work, then they don't want you to have your kids go to daycare. And so she said something funny. She's like, I wish we could afford for you to like go to daycare, but really it would never happen. Like your parents are going to take care of the kids.
Yeah.
The kids
no
are not
going
to go to any stranger ever. Like that's just not in the culture at all.
Much
so,
more of a collectivistic like culture.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, I think that would actually be the most compelling thing about the show for me.
Yes.
Is if they like, that's where their opportunity is. If they explore an aspect of, are, you know, an aspect of like a culture that we don't see on TV much that I'm sure still represents a good amount of our population. I think that would be like a great opportunity to be a voice for that.
Yeah,
they should.
Because
that would be responsible. Sorry to cut you off.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and I think like they could even address like, I feel bad that I married a white guy. Like that would be really interesting.
There's so much there. That, I think, is really good.
Yeah. Like I think with all the potential that this show could be, I was like, the pilot is about a provocative dance. I don't know. That's just me. And that's why I want to watch more, though, because I know the show can give us more.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to watch one more, and we'll see what happens. Oh, that was one more quip I wanted to bring up. You brought up the we can't afford daycare thing.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that house?
Yeah.
You're both working?
Yeah.
You can't afford daycare?
Yeah, and you're the head of design at a, like, a gaming company. I don't know.
I was like, that feels convenient. Okay, that has been our coverage of I Feel Bad, guys. Again, I feel bad that I didn't have more positive things to say about this show, but we only watched the pilot. I know a couple have dropped. If you love it, let us know in the comments. Argue with us in a very civil way, of course, but that's the fun of television, right? We're the Conversation Network, and that's what makes being a critic fun. So hop in the comments. We'll get back. We'll ping back to you and let us know how we feel about your comments. If you want to reach me on Twitter, you can do that at Jeffrey C. Graham. And my co-hosts are also reachable on that social media platform.
Why does he do that?
I don't know.
Guys, Linda Andrew here, all across social media at Linda So Girly.
And I'm D'Angelo. You can hit me up on Twitter at D'Angelo TV. Make sure you check the spelling. It's D-E-A-N-J-I-L-O and also D'Angelo on Instagram.
Yep, awesome. Guys, thanks for tuning in. We will see you next week here on TV Pilot Reviews.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.